Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're a firearms enthusiast like I am, or you have one in your life, let me tell you about the industry's best-kept secret, Bear Creek Arsenal. This is a veteran-owned and operated gun manufacturer, Bear Creek Arsenal, that is, based in Sanford, North Carolina. They make high-quality firearms at an incredible value. Learn more about Bear Creek Arsenal at bearcreekarsenal.com/buck. Use promo code BUCK to get 10% off your first order. One more time, bearcreekarsenal.com/buck and promo code BUCK to get 10% off your first order.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Welcome in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show, Wednesday edition of the program. We have a ton to discuss with you. Big primary night in Georgia, Alabama, Texas, and beyond Arkansas as well. We will discuss what those impacts were. We got a bunch of great guests for you all headed this direction. We will discuss all of that, but we begin with the story that everybody is talking about, a shaken country in many ways, as a mentally ill 18-year-old took the life of 19 kids, two adults, also shot his grandmother, and everyone is reacting to what happened in Uvalde, Texas, and we certainly want to extend, as a parent, I walked my kids to elementary school this morning. My kids get out of school today, so I'm ducking out to go pick them up as they have a half day for the summer here in the Nashville area. And so I walk my kids to school pretty much every morning. Most days, many days, I am picking them up in the afternoon as well. So like all of the parents and grandparents out there who have young children, this is a sickening story. I am filled, Buck, with questions about this on so many different levels. And my first reaction to all of these stories is after Columbine and after Sandy Hook, many different schools have put in policies that make it hard to get into a school if someone is armed and is trying to do so. And I'll give you an example. At my kids' elementary school, there is an armed police officer there. And by the way, I personally believe that there should be an armed police officer at virtually every school in America. That is my personal opinion. Some of you may disagree. I also, in order to get into our building, our elementary school, Buck, you have to show your driver's license. And you have to be buzzed in through locked doors. And then there is, once you are through there, another door where you have to be buzzed in. And then you also have to be buzzed in from the office. Everybody has to come in through the main entrance of the building. If you don't have they can look at you. There's a camera when you say that who you are and why you're coming in. If you don't have your ID, they won't let you in. They know me. I've had three kids that go to this school before. I've forgotten my ID and had to turn around and drive back to go get my ID to be able to be let into the building. My point on all this, and I hear almost no one discussing it, is I want to know how this guy ended up inside of this school. What protocols were in place that would have kept that from happening? Did they break down? How did he make his way into the building to be able to commit these murders? Also, Buck, I want to know, was there armed security? We know, at least based on the AP report, that there was a border security guard who basically went in, and we don't know his name yet, and killed this man and may have saved many lives. But was there other security there? I want to know all the facts before I start demanding action, and we still know a small fraction, it seems to me, of the overall facts.
And you mentioned that, and I think it's important, especially in the aftermath of these situations when the whole country is reeling with grief, to point out that there was a hero on the scene here, and it was a member of Border Patrol. And Border Patrol is law enforcement. Border Patrol has a lot. I think about 30% of Border Patrol are former veterans of the United States military. You know, a very honorable service that is critical to this country's interests and has a lot of good men and women who are serving every day. And in this case, a hero who stepped up. I'd be willing to bet he probably just had a sidearm and went up against somebody who had a long gun and who was obviously in the midst of a murderous rampage and also had body armor on. And he was taken down. So there was a hero who reacted. I mean, in the aftermath of this tragedy, obviously, the whole country's heartbroken right now. And it's one of these moments where you would like to believe, Clay. And, you know, I spoke to Tucker on his show last night about this issue right before Biden's speech, which we'll go into in a moment. I think we'd all like to believe as Americans that can we just start from the premise that we all think this is absolutely horrifying, and we all would want to do whatever is reasonable and possible to stop this or to limit this possibility in the future. And we come from that perspective. The problem that we have right now, as I see it, and again, talking about the aftermath, and we can speak more about the details of this. I spent a lot of time when I did counterterrorism analysis looking at, and there were whole parts of that that discipline. I mean, in New York City, it's actually the intelligence division that does essentially counter plot work, meaning going after terrorist cells. And then there's CTD, counterterrorism division. All they do, Clay, is hardening soft targets, government, in this case, government targets, but all kinds of government buildings. And look at what you're discussing, ingress and egress points, choke points for where people would have to filter in, things like that. Right. So there are things you can do along those lines. There's obviously the armed security component of this. And as a country, having that discussion is absolutely called for and worthwhile. I just think that what's deeply disturbing as a political and as an aftermath component of this, because we all are horrified by what happened, is that it really does seem to me that the Democrat impulse, and I don't mean from random strangers online, I'm talking about the governor of California, I'm talking about members of Congress, is to turn around and say, Republicans need to do what I want them to do because of ideology, or else they don't care about a lot of murdered children. This is what's being said, and I'm not exaggerating what they say. I'm not taking out of context what they say. And my position on this is that it goes beyond that. The screaming at the right is obviously not going to solve things. It's actually counter solving the situation. It's actually unhelpful. And it actually makes me angry. It makes me angry that there are people who think, I'm talking about the governor of the most populous state in America, you know, Gavin Newsom. I'm talking about the member, I think it was a member of Congress who shouted out that, or tweeted out, I should say, that, you know, Ted Cruz is personally responsible for this. People just find someone they don't like, say, you are responsible for this. Anyone who does that is unhelpful and standing in the way of preventing these kinds of atrocities from happening going forward. That is a bad faith political smear. We all know it. And I think that part of this, Clay, gets that has gotten worse. That has become now a more universal impulse from the left. Something horrible happens. It's the fault of the people that I disagree with in politics.
That's what social media has created, I think, to a large extent, is social media is driven by emotion. and people respond emotionally and understandably when immediate incidents like these occur. My natural reaction is, again, as a parent, I think this is awful. I cannot imagine, like any parents out there, anything worse than having a kid that was at a school where something like this occurred. I really can't. And having to wait there all day and find out whether your kids are going to be safe or whether they're not. And when you're told that something, that they're not, that they may have been murdered, I cannot even imagine that feeling. It is devastating to even comprehend. But I step back eventually from the immediate emotion, and I want to know, how do we stop this from happening? And that's the kind of conversation. First of all, Buck, to my knowledge, you tell me if I'm wrong, I don't remember, I was in college when Columbine happened. I know we have a huge audience of people listening right now in Denver. And those two shooters at Columbine in the late 90s, if I remember correctly, seem to have inaugurated in many ways the concept of school shootings, at least in the way that they, the mass school shooter phenomenon. And so much of this has grown out of the mythologizing and the infamy that we foist upon these mass shooters. And so what often happens is you have a cluster. I don't think it's a surprise that Buffalo happened and then this happens. People with mental illness respond to the actions of other people with mental illnesses who they in some way find to be heroic, which is why I would say one thing, and I think we're trying to do it on this show, but I think larger media, because so many people listen to this, we got to stop making the people who do this heroes. And the data is pretty clear that the number one thing that media and you guys
you mean
with social
make them
media
fa-
can
make
do,
them famous, you're saying.
Don't make them famous. Don't share their names. Don't, I mean, you can, you know, the impact of what they have done, I would share the names of the victims. I would share the names of the heroes, like this gentleman who we still don't know from Border Patrol, who evidently stormed the school and went in to protect people, ran into danger. All of those people deserve to have their stories told, but we should not continue to provide fame to the people who are seeking it. That's one, it psychologically seems to be one of the driving forces behind why these happen. And then the second part, Buck, is I want to know how it happened, because I want to try to prevent it from happening again in terms of the actual school. How did he get into that school, as you were talking about, when you analyze this and go back through it? Because I look at it through what my schools and my kids have in place, and I hope that's sufficient. But I think every school should have that, as well as an armed security guard, in my personal opinion.
I also think that there is a tendency in the aftermath of a shooting like this to we look at this and actually forget about some of what has happened before historically. And there needs to be a look at the data, the numbers, because what I'm saying is people will say this never happens anywhere else. And then you find out, no, actually, this does happen it has happened in other countries around the world. We have more mass shootings than other industrialized countries. There's no question about that. But these incidents have happened elsewhere. People will say, we've never faced anything. Do we have monsters today in society that we never had before? That's also not true. Now, we could look at numbers, we can look at trends, but the worst ever school massacre was actually in Michigan in 1927. It didn't involve a gun, it involved a bomb. And you had, I think it was almost 40 people, I think it was 38 people, mostly, almost entirely children, blown up in a school building then. You mentioned Columbine. Columbine was 1999. Does that sound?
I think that's right. I think it was late 90s. I know I was in college.
I was in high school at the time. I remember. But Columbine actually came after the Dunblane massacre in Scotland of 1996, where somebody went into a school and just shot as many children, students as possible. So there are monsters among us, and there have been, unfortunately, for all of modern history and all of history, depending on where you're talking about and what the circumstances are of the kind of murders you're looking at specifically. So now it's what does the data tell us about how to bring down the probabilities, the percentages of something like this happening? And I know that can feel in this very emotional moment, you think, well, we'll do anything. No, we should do what is smart, what would work, what is worthwhile. And it's not easy. There's a whole other component. We can come back and talk about it, Clay. They say, oh, don't talk about the mental health issue here. It's about guns. This is what you're hearing right now. It's this time, you'll notice the narrative is very different. We're not hearing about white nationalism because
white
the shooter is was Latino. So we're not hearing about white nationalism as the motive behind this one. So it's all about guns. When you read about this individual, Ramos, who, I'm sorry, I said his name, but you know, his name is out there.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's commonplace because his name is so widely spread, which is why I think one of the things to do is to start that trend of the, this is what the number one thing to do is not make him famous. But yes,
when you read his background in terms of what people thought of him, and he sounds like he was right there with the trench coat mafia and Colin. I mean, he's just the same warning signs, the same patterns, the same, and the same thing with the Buffalo shooter, by the way, in terms of people knew. Okay, well, if we know someone seems to be borderline or maybe even fully beyond violent psychopathy, what can we do about that as a society? And there's a whole discussion that I think a lot of people, particularly people on the left, I'm just going to say, don't want to have about where are involuntary commitment laws? What are we willing to do? So that's, I think, a component of this as well. And I also want to say, Clay, Clay and I will talk to you about the results yesterday from politics. We've got some other stories we're going to talk about today as well, because you know, we need to make sure that we update everybody on everything that's going on. Because I know this is a hard one. I mean, this makes people, the whole country feel sad right now. And so we need to know what happened and we need to confront it at some level. But we also need to do whatever we can to move forward and try to heal as a country. Tunnel to Towers Foundation is working on their most ambitious project yet. They're building a community of more than 110 homes on a large parcel of land that was provided by a generous donor. With your help and generosity, they're now building homes in what they call their Do Good Village. It's located in Land O'Lakes, Florida, just north of Tampa. It's the first of its kind for the foundation's program recipients. This is for families who have lost a loved one in our war on terror or in the line of duty as a first responder. It's a special place where families know their neighbors understand and care. It's a community where the children of our nation's fallen or severely injured heroes can grow and experience life together. The foundation's Do Good Village is going to help these families beyond measure. Help America's heroes and their families heal together. Make the Do Good Village the first of many communities just like it. With every mortgage-free home, the foundation makes good on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices our heroes have made for our country and our communities. Join us in donating $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. LifeLock monitors and alerts you to identity threats you may miss on your own, even if you're careful with your personal information. And if you do become the victim of tax-related identity fraud, LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists ready to help solve identity theft issues on your behalf. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Why wait for your tax refund in vain? Help protect your information immediately with LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com/news and save up to 25% your first year. That's 25% off at LifeLock.com/news. Identity theft protection starts here.
Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter tank of gas. You know what it will get you, though? For $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk.
You'll get the same quality of service as AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, but for half the cost. The average size family saves almost $1,000 a year, all with no contracts and no activation fees. You can keep your cell phone number and your phone, or get great deals on the latest iPhones and Androids.
Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company who shares our values, who supports our military and veterans, creates American jobs, and refuses to advertise on fake news networks.
Go to puretalk.com/clay to switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. That's puretalk.com/clay. The number one fantasy sports app in America right now is PrizePicks. No surprise. PrizePicks is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. I'm loving the app. Unlike other apps on the PrizePicks app, it's just you against the number. It's about the players and not the teams. You look for the sports that you know best and that you follow the most. Then you make a single decision on each player projection, and that's more or less. Every time you play, you pick 2 to 6 players and make that one decision. You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 picks. It's the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states. Now, Prize Picks also gives you injury insurance, so your picks stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. Download the free Prize Picks app today and open your account. You can use my name, Clay, for a first deposit match of up to $100. Download the PrizePicks app, use the promo code CLAY to get set up and get that deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Enough is enough. As a nation, we have to have the courage to take action and understand the nexus between what makes for reasonable and sensible public policy to ensure something like this never happens again.
Welcome back to Clay and Buck. That was Vice President Harris speaking about this. We'll also discuss what Joe Biden said. I found that Biden's comments to the nation last night around 8:30 Eastern time started out very strong, what we wanted to hear, for about 2 or 3 minutes, and then was horrible in terms of not uniting the country, saying the same stuff that we hear all the time. And with Kamala Harris, Clay, I just yelling at people to take action and have courage is neither courageous nor an action plan. So I get very tired of this. We have these people that want to lecture. They always mean you, meaning you're the political opponents that they don't agree with on other things. Do what we say or else you don't care. That's what we get from Biden, from Harris, from all of them.
I think, and I want to play a cut that's gone super viral from Steve Kerr, and I want to point out how emotional responses to all issues, if you're not careful, can actually lead to worse consequences than would otherwise exist. And I'll explain what I mean when we come back. But first, I want to tell you, Relief Factor is a product that provides a solution to people contending with everyday pain that refuses to go away. Created by doctors, perfected over 15 years of scientific research, Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free product made for you. It goes to the source of your pain, which is often inflammation. And our friends at Relief Factor have developed a 3-week quick start pack. You take Relief Factor 3 times a day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner for 3 weeks. You'll know if it works for you or not. Glenda from California reports Relief Factor works for her. She writes, Relief Factor stops the pain. No adverse side effects. I'm delighted to get back to my normal lifestyle. How do you join the more than 500,000 people? You can order the 3-week quick start for only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com. You can also call 800-4-RELIEF to get the $19.95 3-week quick start developed specifically for you. Again, that's go to relieffactor.com. You can also call 800-4-RELIEF. Move more, live more, enjoy your life more with Relief Factor.
As a nation, we have to ask, when in God's name are we going to stand up to the gun lobby? When in God's name we do what we all know in our gut needs to be done? It's been 3,448 days, 10 years since I stood up at a high school in Connecticut, a grade school in Connecticut, where another gunman massacred 26 people, including 20 first graders at Sandy Hook Elementary School. Since then, there have been over 900 incidents of gunfires reported on school grounds.
Okay, that's Joe Biden immediately pivoting from showing respect for those who lost their lives to instantaneously making the shooting immediately political. And so there are a lot of things that you can talk about that would make school safer. That's why I started off the show, Buck, as in fact, I'm leaving because my kids are getting out of school early today in the second hour to go pick them up because their school year is ending. Okay. So I go to an elementary school and have for over a decade. And so I'm obviously, as many parents are, very interested in and concerned about the safety and security of my kids inside of a school. We didn't have and still haven't had any discussion about how this gunman got into the school. What protocols were in place that could have kept this from happening? Was there armed security inside of the school? If not, why? All of those are legitimate conversations that should be had, in my opinion. Instead, what we often get, and I want to play the cut from Steve Kerr here because it went super viral. Steve Kerr is the Warriors basketball coach. There was a game in Dallas last night. They had a moment of silence for the victims. I think that was the right call for Mark Cuban's team in Dallas. But I saw this. I don't know. I'm assuming you did too, Buck. This thing went more viral than almost any video in the wake of the shooting. Listen to Steve Kerr.
When are we going to do something? I'm tired. I'm so tired of getting up here and offering condolences to the devastated families that are out there. I'm so tired of the, I'm tired of the moments of silence. Enough. 50 senators in Washington are going to hold us hostage. Do you realize that 90% of Americans, regardless of political party, want background check, universal background check? 90% of us, we are being held hostage by 50 senators in Washington who refuse to even put it to a vote, despite what we, the American people, want. They won't vote on it because they want to hold on to their own power. It's pathetic. I've had enough.
All right, so he's screaming at everyone inside of this press availability about a bill that I don't think would do anything to stop what actually has occurred, because my understanding is this 18-year-old legally bought these weapons in a retail establishment and that he was legally allowed to have them, right? Certainly, you can't bring firearms onto school grounds. You certainly can't murder someone. There are many different laws in existence already that he violated. But the thing that I would point out about Steve Kerr, and what I think is interesting about said, is it was widely acclaimed on social media. Yet 2 years ago, Steve Kerr protested police officers being present on school grounds. He protested in the wake of the George Floyd incident, Buck, and demanded that school police officers be removed because he said they weren't safe for the students there. What should happen to Steve Kerr if we had a legitimate media that actually did its job was people would say, wait, you responded emotionally to George Floyd and demanded that all school police officers be removed, and now you're responding emotionally to this shooting and demanding something else. Isn't the best thing we could do for kids in schools to have armed police officers there to protect them? That's the question that a real media would have asked.
Well, I think Steve Kerr is a moron, and I'd ask for his opinion on a zone defense, maybe, and not a whole lot more. I mean,
agree with you. Unfortunately, we treat people like Steve Kerr as if they are experts on this issue, and if they're going to step into politics, they should get quizzed on their prior political statements,
absolutely,
which contradict.
But, you know, of course, then when you box Steve Kerr into a corner on policy, he goes, hey, man, I'm a basketball coach. I don't know.
Yeah.
This is what they, so they pound the table and demand action, but notice, this has become reflexive from Democrats. They will say, and again, when I say Democrats, I mean the vice president, the president. I'm talking about the people that move the national discussion. They demand action, and they act like Republicans stand in the way. Okay, Democrats have a de facto majority in the Senate. They have a majority in the House. Pass your gun control law. Let's go. Let's see what they want to actually do. And when they go through that process, there'll be a lot of people who know much more about firearms, law enforcement, have honest and serious ideas. I mean, you're talking about armed security. What stopped this mass murder from happening? It was a member of Border Patrol who was close enough that he was able to engage the shooter.
He ended it.
They did. There was a tactical team, but I believe, and we're still getting details on this, this one guy went in there probably with a sidearm only against this shooter, right? So that's what ended this. So it's somebody, a good guy with a gun, stopped, tragically, not before anybody was obviously, caught in this mass murder. But a good guy with a gun stopped the situation from happening. So having a discussion about armed security That's a serious conversation, right? People can say, well, where and how and fine. But that's a serious national conversation about policy. Having a discussion about what to do with involuntary commitment, people who are, I don't know what else to say, seems like they're right out of the mold of the Columbine
mentally
shooters
unstable.
Or Adam Lanza. Somebody who, you know, you look at all of the background of the Buffalo shooter and now this Uvalde shooter. People knew. This wasn't, we were led to believe, oh my gosh, this person in the, you know, the initial moments of this, maybe they snapped. No, they snapped over a long period of time when everyone knew that this was somebody who was probably dangerous. But what can you do about that? You know, will the ACLU, which is obviously a very left-wing organization, continue with its posture of essentially deciding that extreme mental illness is something that there can be really no intervention until you commit a crime? Extreme mental illness is something that people just have a right. And you see this on a much lesser level in major cities where people walk around in broad daylight, you know, urinating in the streets, shouting. I see this all the time, Clay, in New York. People who are clearly insane. And yes. Yeah, maybe some of them are a danger. Some of them aren't. Most of them aren't a danger. But the point is, are we going to look at trying to change the laws about involuntary commitment so that you would be able to take somebody and the state will take them out of society until they're clearly not a threat? To just say magazine limitations, and if you don't want to do that, you know, you're awful. To say assault rifle ban, even the assault rifle ban they talk about, the Washington Post, Clay, did a fact check on this. Biden's, oh, we banned assault rifles, it brought down violence. That is not true. So does it matter that it didn't work before? I'm just wondering. Does it matter that it didn't actually bring down homicides and shootings and mass shootings? No, they don't care. So when we sit here and say, okay, let's have a real conversation, they want to just throw things at the people they don't like politically, and it's gross.
And unfortunately, this is a symptom of a larger issue of gun violence all over the country being committed by criminals. And the way to combat criminals is to have more police officers. So ultimately what this all reinforces, and I say this as a parent, I am ecstatic that there is an armed police officer every single day at my kids' public elementary school here in the Nashville area. I would want the same thing for my kids as I would for everybody out there who's listening's kids. So that's a real conversation we should have. That's why I want to look at the particular facts here, find out how this shooter got into the school, why was there not an armed security there, what protocols could have been in place to stop this from happening. Screaming about guns, there's no real solution here from a gun perspective. Because, I don't even know what the logical extension of this is. Do you want the government going around knocking on doors, removing all guns? I mean, I don't really understand where this logically leads to. I have yet to be persuaded that the reason why a crazy person is crazy is impacted, the gun laws would have changed that crazy person from being able to behave in a crazy way. I always used to say on my old show years and years ago, because we've been talking about this for a long time, you can't stop crazy, right? There's always going to be crazy people. What can you do to put protocols in place so that those crazy people have as little power as possible? I'm open to all those discussions. To me, armed security at schools makes sense, and as many policies inside of the school to keep people from being able to enter as possible. I want to know what failed here.
And I would like to see us move toward, as a country, discussions about it, because we all actually want the same thing. There are some things that we can still say as America. We all want kids to be safe. We want everybody to be safe, obviously, from an incident like this, but we want our children, first and foremost, to be safe. So if we could start from a place of good faith in these conversations, I think we would get a lot further and have much more productive discussion about making sure that we achieve that goal that we do universally share of keeping the kids safe. Friends, Pure Talk is the one cell phone company we know of that's really trying hard month after month to save you money. In a time when filling up your gas tank is a $100 proposition in many cases, and every other expense is going up too, you see where inflation is. Pure Talk is coming along and offering families savings, saving them lots of money. The average family in one of their plans is saving more than $900 a year when they switch over from Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. Make the switch, and your family could be saving over $900 every year. With Pure Talk, you can keep your phone number and your phone. You'll also be supporting a company whose customer service is all based right here in the United States. Their CEO also proudly served our country in the armed forces. Switchover is easy. Only takes about 10 minutes of your time. No store visit is needed. You don't have to go anywhere. Pure Talk will walk you through the process in one simple, easy phone call. And Pure Talk's plan for individuals is this. Get ready for it. Unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for $30 a month. I mean, so many of the plans from the big companies are, what, $100 a month, $85 a month, $140 a month. From your cell phone right now, dial #250 and just say Clay and Buck. You'll save an additional 50% off your first month. You can literally be switched over to Pure Talk service in less than 10 minutes. Dial #250, say Clay and Buck. Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter tank of gas. You know what it will get you, though? For $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk.
You'll get the same quality of service as AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, but for half the cost. The average size family saves almost $1,000 a year, all with no contracts and no activation fees. You can keep your cell phone number and your phone, or get great deals on the latest iPhones and Androids.
Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company who shares our values, who supports our military and veterans, creates American jobs, and refuses to advertise on fake news networks.
Go to puretalk.com/clay to switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. That's puretalk.com/clay.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, hey, I'm covered, no worries. Not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance.
And that can be a lot of money for your family, but how do you know you're not being overbilled? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors.
So unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate?
HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance.
When your medical claim comes in, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud.
HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors so you pay only what you owe.
You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills.
To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million.
Bottom line, insurance isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it before you see another healthcare provider. HealthLock.com. HealthLock.com.
Grand Canyon University, a private Christian university in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, believes that we're endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. GCU believes in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose.
GCU equips you to serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community.
Change the world for good by putting others before yourself to glorify God. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's online, on-campus, and hybrid learning environments are designed to help you achieve your unique academic, personal, and professional goals.
With over 330 academic programs as of September 2023, GCU meets you where you are and provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Let it flourish. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Welcome back to the Clay and Buck Show. This in the New York Post, just the last 24 hours, I think should get some attention. And we're going to be joined by our friend Andy McCarthy. You all know him. He's a Fox News legal analyst and was at the Southern District of New York as a federal prosecutor for over 20 years. This was in the New York Post. DOJ referral of Trump-Russia material, a mistake by the FBI, according to an FBI agent. And this is just the beginning of this piece. An FBI agent already under scrutiny over claims he withheld key information in the Crossfire hurricane investigation, admitted Tuesday to a screw-up that led other agents to believe a probe of Trump-Russian bank links was spurred by the Justice Department instead of a lawyer for Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. FBI agent Curtis Heidi, I don't know how you say that, was asked by by prosecutors about a communication drafted by him that stated the Department of Justice provided the FBI with a white paper that was produced by an anonymous third party. Clay, they didn't think apparently it was important to be like, hey, you know how we're going after a presidential campaign right now? Yeah, the information that we're using to go after them was from their opponents, the other presidential campaign.
Motive, not an expert, Buck. Not an expert on criminal investigations. I have defended clients who have been the subject of criminal investigations, but I know enough to know that motive might factor in terms of why someone decides to do something. And if your rival candidate decides that they are trying to turn in the person that they're running against for president, might set off a few alarm bells. Just going to say. And this is, again, continuing to be one of the most flawed jobs in media history, I think, has been covering Russia collusion in general. Because not just did all the media get it wrong, Buck, they actually rewarded all the media that got it the most wrong with the most prestigious awards that you can get in journalism.
There were Pulitzers for people really that remarkable. Got this entirely.
Yes.
The media apparatus is the greatest self-licking ice cream cone in American society. They love each other like nobody else. This
so
was
true.
Crazy. And there's been no accountability for it whatsoever. They've never come out and said, they've never even really issued corrections. They've kind of just acted like they didn't do this and that the people that they were shouting down as, oh, Trumpers and fascists and all this stuff. We were right. Everybody who was saying Russia collusion is bullcrap they were totally correct. But, you know, we live in this era now where, like, reality doesn't even matter to these people anymore. It's really just what's necessary in the moment for the pursuit of power for their team.
First, I'm not sure there's any profession in the world that loves itself more than journalists love themselves. I mean, they really do treat themselves like they have the most important job that's ever existed in the history of mankind. Second, I keep hammering this home, and I think it's good for people out there to use sometimes in your conversations. If the media weren't biased, wouldn't they have gotten things wrong in Trump's favor?
Oh, of course.
This is where I always say, like, yeah. We never heard, like, oh, Trump saved 8 puppies that were otherwise going to drown. And then it comes out that those 8 puppies didn't actually exist. And you're like, oh, that story's totally made up. I can't think of an error that was made during Donald Trump's presidency that made him look better. Not one. Can you remember a story that came out that made Trump look really good or just better, and later it came out that it was totally fake? I can't remember one.
No, it doesn't exist. But also, do you remember this story? Trump gets 2 scoops of ice cream. Everyone else gets 1.
That
was on CNN. That's up on CNN.com if you go, you want to find it, back in 2017, the first 6 months of Trump's presidency. He gets 2 scoops. These people, the media that were covering the Trump administration were just broken by him. I mean, there was no rhyme or reason beyond attack, destroy all the time. And you wonder, I mean, there were a lot of stories. It wasn't just CNN, a lot of stories about Trump gets 2 scoops of ice cream. Everybody else gets 1. Yeah, he also gets like a huge Secret Service detail in Air Force One. You know, I guess the president gets a lot of things.
I remember how angry people were when he had the teams over to visit. I think it was Clemson that was visiting. And he went and they bought their own fast food for them, right? Because I think the government was shut down maybe around that time. And people were so outraged that he had gone and bought hamburgers and French fries for everybody, for the Clemson team, to be able to come and eat at the White House. And I think most people out there listening are like, you're telling me when I was in college, I could have met the president and gotten a hamburger? That sounds like a hell of a combo deal to most people out there. Yet the media was outraged that this could ever be occurring.
The Sussman trial is underway. The origins of Russia collusion, now beyond reasonable doubt, in the Hillary Clinton campaign, which we had thought before, but now we have further proof of it. Will there be some legal accountability for what Hillary and her minions did here? We'll ask the man who always shoots straight on this stuff, Andy McCarthy. He'll tell us like it is. That's coming up here in just a few minutes. And then we'll talk Georgia and all the election stuff from last night, the next hour. Stick around.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter tank of gas. You know what it'll get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company who shares our values.
Go to puretalk.com/clay to switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. That's puretalk.com/clay.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families since 9/11. These are our first responders and service members who serve our communities and our country, or those who die in the line of duty or are severely injured, and our veterans who fought for our nation's freedoms only to return home, fall on tough times, and become homeless.
Heroes like Buffalo firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Arno was killed while protecting his community, battling a warehouse fire. He left behind his wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made memories with their hero.
Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Support the families of America's greatest heroes, the families of fallen first responders like Jason Arno, plus Gold Star families with young kids, severely injured service members, and homeless veterans.
Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.